Once again, we'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. It is Michael with
Tatiana.
If y'all don't know the year yet, it's 2025. So we're just making sure y'all understand. Don't be signing them papers at 2024. Because I know, listen, the date's still probably messing with a few of y'all.
Right and wrong date on them chicks.
Lord, it is 1- whatever the date is, -25.
You're crazy.
Well, thank you once again for showing up with me, Ms. Parker.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump right into it, folks. Today, we're going to talk about how negative impulsiveness.
I was like, you don't start that over.
No, I ain't going to start over. We still going to go straight through it. We're going to talk about how being impulsive can negatively impact your business.
That's true.
And what we mean by impulsiveness, we mean by making rash business decisions.
Or sometimes just making rash decisions that can still affect your personal life, your business life, all of that. And if your business life is affected, that's going to affect your personal life.
And like I said, I'm always going to say it. I was going to kill them with this one. And they still alive. Sometimes that could be an impulsive decision.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You could sit back and be like, man, I have the greatest idea ever. Nobody will show up.
But I think for me, I think sometimes impulsive decisions are sometimes spun from boredom.
Oh, yeah.
Or doing too much, right?
You know,
right?
What to say, out of mind's the devil's workshop.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you are idling or you are not busy on your business, you start thinking about, man, what can I do to improve?
Yeah.
Or get that viral moment.
Yeah. You know, it can even come from just displaced energy, right?
You can make something happen.
Yeah. Or something didn't happen in some other aspect of your life, and now you got an extra or free 5 minutes. So now you it's misdirected and misguided. So you put it on something else, and you think, oh my God, what I just thought of, what I just wrote down is wonderful. So I'm going to do it. And then you make a post, and it's got a whole bunch of grammatical errors in it.
Listen, the punctuation police and social media are for real.
I'm the punctuation police, okay?
So just telling you, you know, when you make a rash business decision or make a real impulsive post or text or whatever.
Decision, you know, anything. You're just like, sometimes you need to just pause and think about that.
Take
right?
a breath.
Think about that. Like you in an interview. If the interviewers ask you a question, you don't have to just immediately rattle off an answer, right? A response. And most people think that's what you're supposed to do because you're supposed to be prepped. You're supposed to be ready. But if you do that, sometimes it's, you know, it can be deemed as impulsive. And then you rattle off the wrong information that had nothing to do with what they asked you.
And you hit the nail on the head. If you do this one word we always talk about, do your research.
Yeah.
Look into things. It won't feel as impulsive.
Right.
As if you just thought of it right now, you're like, bam.
Right. So if they ask you a question and you're getting ready to respond, you can say, give me a second. Let me think about that for a minute, right? You can absolutely say that. And what they're going to say is, okay, yeah, sure. Take your time.
Same thing in business. When you think about something and then you fire off and you run with that idea without just letting it sit and marinate.
Just a little bit.
Not doing your research, not understanding, will this help or hurt my business?
Yep, help or hinder.
You already looking at it like, dang, thought this one was going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't give it time to maturate in your head. You didn't give it time to collect a little bit of dust. A lot of people think that an idea collected dust is a bad thing.
Right. Now, sometimes it needs to age, okay? It needs to develop, right? It needs to evolve.
Mm-hmm. So true. Because even like us right now, we think about things differently. It was one of our best designs. But guess what? It wasn't an impulsive thing.
It was not.
We thought about it.
It came as a result of like an entire completed process, right?
Idea to implementation.
Yeah. It came from a whole process like a stage one to stage finished, right? So it wasn't impulsive.
And when you think about it, everybody thinks that they have the grandest ideas.
Shoot, yeah.
Listen, I'm one of those people. I thought that everything I thought of was the greatest thing ever.
Not so much.
More misses than hits.
Right.
Not that they were all impulsive.
Right.
It's just, they just didn't pan out.
Right. We needed to grow a little dust, needed to evolve, needed to develop. Sometimes you need to massage, right, an idea. You need to mold an idea. It has to become pliable, right?
Exactly. Even in the podcast world, we listen to people talk about, hey, man, we want to start a podcast. Mm. Okay, so step one, what's your format? What you thinking about?
What you want to do?
That part.
Why you want to do it?
Listen.
What do you have to offer that somebody else is either going to actually listen to for free or they are going to pay to listen to, right?
That comes from what? Doing your research and then figuring out your niche.
Yeah. Those experiences.
Your niche can't be an impulsive decision.
Mm. But let me tell you something else, right?
Come on, rock with me. Rock with me.
So, impulsive people, this is my personal hat, same professional.
All right. Put it on.
Impulsive people are exhausting.
Because they're always going.
Well, that and everything they think of, that they say to you, that rolls off their crusty lips or rolls off their dirty, sour tongue.
Oh my goodness, child, you said crusty and dirty.
Crusty and dirty and sour, right?
OMG.
They feel like the fact that they had the idea, that they said it, that everyone around them is supposed to act on it immediately and jump on the bandwagon. So there's always this sense of urgency. But once I deem you as an impulsive person, your sense of urgency to me equates to nothingness.
So that's that can
ask. How much energy you gonna get from me? Nothing.
That sounds like that aspect of you. Once I build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we always talk about this. If Noah built the ark and not a goddamn person or anything got on it, it was an empty ship.
It was an empty vessel.
It didn't serve its purpose. And a lot of times, being impulsive will ship you out a bunch of empty ass vessels. I mean, I'll be keeping it a buck. Got to be honest. You out here with a bunch of ships with no cargo, no personnel, no craft, no nothing. Shit just out there in the ocean or on the sea for no reason.
What happens is you end up expending, right, valuable energy of yourself that could be guided somewhere else. You know, you spend the energy of others. You use others' valued time, right? Time is the one thing. What'd you say? You can't get back.
Most valuable thing. Can't get back.
And you're utilizing, you're gobbling up, you're monopolizing these resources because that's a resource, right?
Yes, it is.
That is a resource. And the outcome is an idea that's nicked, right? Yep. Just about as quick as it was created.
It went nowhere.
So you done wasted my time. And now I'm seeing a pattern of nothingness. So now I start to ignore you.
And in the world of business, that can also wear out your customer service.
Yeah.
Or wear out your customers.
Or wear out the people that are working with you, paid or free. The people that are just listening to you because they're exhausted from hearing all of these hit the ceiling ideas and fall right back down.
It's a bust a boom.
Yeah.
Mentality.
Like it's tiring. It is literally exhausting. Like I don't want to hear. So look, let me tell you something. We're talking about how it's impulsive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Others that are constantly brought, you know, these impulsive ideas are brought to their doorsteps. They may categorize you as an individual, as a person that's always doing them get rich quick schemes.
That is a bad way to be looking.
That's exhausting. I don't want to hear it. That will make me like not respond to your text, not answer your phone call, not return your call. I want to hear it. Give me some focus.
And that is the thing. When people make impulsive decisions, they're just throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks.
Yep.
And that right there can be a very big hindrance to your business. And so when you turn around and look at it, you're like, man, I thought this was a good idea. When in reality, multiple people probably told you that ain't what it is.
And you lead me to my next question. Oh, well, not really my question. It's kind of a segue point for me.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize this individual, or even that yourself, mm-hmm. is impulsive, right? How do you evolve out of that? How do you, either yourself, or how do you help a person not be so impulsive or become less impulsive? Like, how do you sit their ass down?
I got the big, easy answer.
Did I just ask it blunt enough?
Well, you asked it blunt enough. You know what the answer is?
What?
You have to check your ego at the door.
Yeah.
We talked about that so many times. You or your company can't be the be all, get all, understand all, yeah. know all.
Provide all.
All that. You have to take directions or concepts or criticisms mm-hmm. from others. You yep. got to be able to accept that's the wrong color for that wall that you paint.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, egos get in the way.
So what I'm hearing you say is, as a person that has been deemed impulsive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is willing, now that they have acknowledged and realized that they are an impulsive person, right? And that they want to work on it, right? Because you got to go through those steps, right?
You got to want to be a progressive person,
okay,
or entity.
Right. So that it has to get to a point with the individual, because it comes from an individual, right? True. It just does.
Yeah. Small business wise, 9 to 10 coming, but personal.
Individual. You have to realize that you need to start to listen to people, right? So what do you do if the foot is on the if the shoe is on the other foot, and you're the person that's sick of hearing all the impulsive crap? What do you do to the individual or apostrophe S's that are coming to you with all the impulsive stuff? How do you reel them in?
So there are a few ways to attack that. One way, which is probably going to be the most abrasive way, is just being blunt, like you talked about. Just tell them, I don't like that.
I can do
ma'am,
that.
Sir, company. I don't think that's a
That's
kid.
Not going to work.
That's not going to work.
Right.
And then what we say, see the problem, but bring a solution. So if you are a person who has a critical thought or impulse or ask or a question for them.
Some feedback.
The feedback has to come with a solution.
Okay.
So we talked about, just don't bring me a problem. Be right. Solution based.
Okay.
So if whomever is talking to somebody and they like, man, I want to do this, and you're like, hold on, check this out. What does this benefit you or your company? And that is a solution right there, because you ask them the question, what problem are you trying to solve?
Yeah. Is this the most efficient or effective way to go about this particular whatever you're speaking of?
Yes.
To try to make them slow down and think through the process, because a lot of the times they just simply haven't thought through the process.
Because you can lose customer or a asset
mm-hmm.
as quickly as you found them,
right?
Because of being impulsive,
overwhelming, exhaustive. Have them slow down, think through the process, write it down. Like, can you flesh it out? Step one through step, I don't know, 10.
Yes.
And if you can't flesh it out, or it starts to seem impossible, you kind of have your evidence, your groundwork to be like, so this is not going to be efficient. This probably will not be effective. There's no real way we can operationalize this.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to move on. So you almost have to like train them.
I'm going to take you back to 2022, Ms. Parker. Mm-hmm. You remember when we went through the lean canvas aspect?
Yes.
What about that lean canvas thing made us understand about being impulsive?
What I kind of saw was just overarching, trying to solve too many problems.
How many times have we been told you can't cure cancer?
Like a lot.
Like even for a person that had it.
Yeah.
I couldn't cure it. You know, and that's the aspect. Like, even we've been told this. Like, some people are like, y'all's projects or whatever your mm-hmm. philosophies or whatever you're trying to solve is too broad.
Yeah.
You need to narrow it. So that comes from maybe possibly even being impulsive.
Yeah.
Trying to grab everything.
Yep.
When you need to be grabbing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of time impulsiveness comes from I'm trying to get it all solved
quickly
at one time.
While I have this momentum going. No, that's not momentum. That's just you on a high from endorphins racing, right? Because you got a new baby to rock.
Yes.
That ain't momentum. That's endorphins.
Now you're running with everything.
You're running with everything.
You should be just running with one or two things.
Right. There's a difference between endorphins racing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And momentum or steam for something you're working on. There's
exactly.
a difference.
Like we talked about even aspects of understanding social media channels. Like right now, me and Ms. Parker, we've been working heavily on our shorts for a certain channel. Now, right now, using some new editing software, our stats are looking very good compared to in the past.
That's momentum.
That's momentum. Now, the impulsive thing will be just flood the gates.
Yeah.
Put out 10 shorts a day, 20 shorts a day.
Don't even give them time to see the first one or two or three shorts that you put out. You don't even give an idea enough time to see what could happen. You don't give the idea enough time to be able to write it out.
Yes. It's just like when you plant a plant or a crops or anything. You have to give stuff time to maturate.
You do.
And grow.
Let it marinate.
But you also have to do what? You got to tend to it.
You do.
You got to nurture it.
You do.
So people who do impulsive things don't nurture the idea. They just do out there.
It's some new mess every day.
And you
every
just,
day.
And you just threw it out there and then you leave it.
Because it crossed your mind. You threw it out there for somebody else. Because it just crossed your mind real quick. No, don't send me that.
That's just like a lot of people like say, I need this next viral. I need to go viral. The one thing about what we said is though one hit of quitters and all those things in life, when you have that high peak and then you start to drop off, how do you maintain that momentum? Most people don't because they did what? They got impulsive.
Yep.
But they had a next hit. It's got to go now.
Yep.
It's got to go now. I got to hit it while it's hot. Sometimes some things have to come down.
But you know what? I'm going to probably take you a step further in a different direction.
Take me.
Even with impulsiveness, a lot of times, those individuals, because they are naturally so impulsive, they're not even taking the time to revisit half the crap that they did to see, did it go anywhere? Did anything happen? What were the outcomes? They're not even taking the time to look back and reflect. That's the only way you're going to change. Unless you got somebody there that's like looking at you while you're being impulsive. Like, that's not going to work. Let's think that you got somebody on a slower pace.
Yes. Like even us on the podcast here, we revisited topics multiple times.
Yes.
You know why? Because we need to make sure that people get a better understanding.
Yes.
And impulsive people don't go back.
No.
And try to make sure that whom their target no. audience was got a better understanding of something that did not go the way they thought it should.
No.
And then guess what happens? On to the next one.
Yep.
And you didn't learn nothing from it.
Right.
You didn't get a lesson in that.
No. There was nothing. No lessons learned.
So when you didn't get the L in the lesson, which is the learning part.
Right.
You're like, what do I do next?
Right.
Just got to do something.
Got to do something.
Got to go. Come on, we got to go.
Just itching.
Yeah, scratching. Ready to go. And then, like you say, the next idea will also 9 times out of 10 not get what you needed from
no.
it because you did not take the time to get a better understanding
right.
of something you might have just done prior.
Right.
And let's keep the book. When you're looking at right now, these stores that are closing, we're talking about multi-billion-dollar businesses that are shuttering brick and mortar doors left and right. The issue that most of them have is that nobody's in their store.
Mm-hmm.
So why is nobody in their store? Online shopping.
Yes.
And they helped create an online
platform. They created that monster.
Yes. You created a monster of taking foot traffic out of your store.
Yes.
But the issue is once you went online with all the other multi-thousands of companies, you went big competition.
Yeah.
Even for us, we're a small e-commerce business.
Yes.
We understand. We are not trying to compete with the competitors that have 17,000 employees.
They don't look like us.
That's not us.
That's not us.
And we discussed that a long time ago. Being impulsive will get you closed.
It will. It'll have you flushing money down the drain.
Because you are trying for that next hit.
You're trying. You're probably trying to keep up at a pace that you really can't keep up at. The pace isn't for you. That's not your lane.
And when you are being impulsive, the next thing you're doing is,
trying to grow too quick.
Gotta take your time.
Yeah. I mean, put a little bit of thought and energy behind it.
We're in what, year five?
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch with the hook.
Yeah.
Has it done what we wanted to do? No.
No.
That's because it takes time to grow.
It does. It takes a lot of time.
You're not going to be the first thing that everybody sees.
No.
And impulsive people will try to be number one on certain things and number one on all these other channels. And the issue is, you don't really know who number one is.
Nope.
Now, number 100, got some people looking.
Right.
Number 1,000, got some people looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 2,000 is 27, got people looking.
Mm-hmm.
But those people or companies are not being that impulsive.
No, no, no.
They're taking their time. They're looking at the trends from what they've been doing. And they're trying to figure out and do research on what best works for them.
That's right. Right, right, right.
And you have to do that as a business person or a business entity, period. You have to understand what's saying. You got to understand your lane.
You should.
And being impulsive will take you out of your lane.
It will.
And when you turn around, like Ms. Parker was just telling y'all, you're being rash.
Yeah.
You are just not focused. And the next thing you know, you're just doing something else.
Yep.
How do you break that trend, Ms. Parker, for somebody that's impulsive? You ask me as a person, how do you put the idea to make them slow down? Now, I'm going to hit you back with, if you're the impulsive person, how do you check your ego?
If I am the impulsive person, I can't check my ego until, like, I finally get, you know, have it set in my, what the other people say, set in my lap.
Put it in place.
Yeah. Like, that you're doing too much. You're moving too fast. You're just going in circles. Like, you've got to have something that triggers that thought for you.
Yes. Because even, like, for you, you know, and our person, like, you run the book.
Yeah.
You run the financial books. You will come to me and be like, hey, we've been doing this and that. Hey.
Need to pause.
It ain't got nothing going, Michael.
We're going to pause.
All right, let's pause.
Let's rethink.
All right, let's do some research. Let's gather ourselves.
Yeah.
People who are impulsive don't gather themselves.
No. So the best thing for a person that is impulsive is to have a yin to their yang.
A counteraction.
You need to have a person or something around you that balances you out. That when they speak, you listen, right? Because you have to be able to trust them and know that they're moving like this, A, because this is how they move anyway, right?
Yep.
B, there are qualities in them that you like. C, that you can trust them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can keep going. D, that you see how they function, you see how they flow. You know, you
basically got to value their input.
You have to value their input. Like, you really have to value their input, because a lot of times that person who 9 times out of 10 is not the head, they really are the lead.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah.
She said, just because you ain't the head don't mean you are not a leader.
Yeah, you really are the lead, because you balance it. You like, nah, you trying to do this? That's probably not going to work the best, but what we can do is this. I mean, they just told you what to do.
Sometimes you got to accept that you wasn't the best person.
You do.
With that idea.
But they, 9 times out of 8.
9 out of 8.
Yeah. They're doing it so that you don't continue to A, waste their time, B, waste your time, C, expend energy on something that's not going to go anywhere, D, stop exhausting them.
You ain't even said nothing about the money aspect.
Listen, wasteful, we not doing that.
Because a lot of times, being impulsive is a waste of time and money.
Let me tell you something. impulsiveness equates to wastefulness, right? Whether it's dollars, whether it's energy, whether it's time, it's wasted. Resources, wasted. And rework, wasted.
And for small businesses, you cannot waste the two most valuable things you have, your time and your money.
Mm-mm.
Because you will have burnout first.
Yes.
And then you will become financially unstable.
Yes.
And number three, you will be shut down.
And you can't. Yeah. Oh, well, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, yeah, you can't continue to float stuff going at that pace. Like, that's an unrealistic pace.
You said it right there. The unrealistic aspect of being impulsive will get you shut down.
Yes, it is. It will. I've seen it happen. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ms. Parker, I appreciate you sitting down with me as again on the Watch for the Hook lenses with the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Ms. Parker, give these folks some good old, hit them with a good one.
I think you just said it.
What did I say?
Again? When you were talking about the wasting your resources, the burnout, you literally just took us out.
Hey, Ms. Parker said, when you burn out, you'll be out of business. Catch y'all next time.